Given all the stakeholders involved, it's unlikely that anyone would mistake a Fishery Management Council meeting for a love-in. With commercial fishermen, conservationists, and the federal government, just to name a few, all having different perspectives on resource protection, conflict seems nearly inevitable. But not necessarily, says Thomas Miller. Miller is a fisheries scientist with the University of Maryland, and he and a team of researchers have come up with a collaborative way of managing fisheries. Their idea? Well, it's pretty simple. Include all stakeholders from the very beginning instead of taking comment from them after quotas have been suggested. The team tested what they call the Fish Smart program on the king mackerel fishery in the southeast United States. Over 8 months, they brought commercial fishermen, recreational fishermen, and environmentalists together and had them consider different management practices and pick the one they would most prefer. Miller says that, surprisingly, high catch limits or blackout restrictions weren't the top priority for anyone.
We asked them, what did they want the future to look like? And what they all decided, basically, was that they wanted a future where their sons and daughters could go and fish as well. That was what was most important to them.
What was even more impressive was that the stakeholders' preferences were often even stricter than what the South Atlantic Fishery Management Council would have preferred.
Those suggested alternatives were, in fact, more restrictive than the policies the council thought were required. Mm-hmm. And the council members themselves were very surprised at how specific the recommendations were and how conservative they were. They weren't used to dealing with such an informed group of stakeholders.
Miller believes that the Fish Smart program can work anywhere, including Alaska. He thinks that it would be particularly helpful with the management of salmon, given the various needs of commercial fishermen, sport fishermen, and ecotourism groups. Still, he admits that there are some instances where bringing all the stakeholders together from the very beginning might not result in a viable outcome that's agreeable to all parties. This is especially the case when endangered species are involved. He lists the recent controversy over the Stellar Sea Lion draft biological opinion, which would place restrictions on fishing in the Western Aleutians, as an example of this.
There are some elements that obviously trump others because of federal legislation, and endangered species is a very good example of that, where the stakeholder for the endangered species doesn't have as much freedom to move and to adopt other people's views as another stakeholder does. And so those discussions have to be a little bit longer and a little bit more cautious in how they develop.
But in this case, he thinks that Fish Smart would still lead to a better outcome. It would just happen more slowly. Right now, the biggest challenges to implementing Fish Smart are identifying who exactly the stakeholders are, and then who are the best representatives from each group. The other difficulties are mostly logistical. Miller says that it's a time-consuming process making sure all stakeholders have all the relevant information, and some decisions need quick action. Still, Miller thinks that increasing collegiality in a way that helps with sustainability might be worth the extra effort. And on Alaska, I'm Alexandra Gutierrez.